glad to have you join me. If you're a listener with whom I've already worked, well then, welcome back. Hope we work together again very soon. If you're a new listener, I'm truly delighted to have you here. My goal is to have you find benefit in not only this podcast, but in all those that follow. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Guided Note-Taking. Last month, my topic was Ready for a Robust Radio Interview. In that podcast, I presented 10 guidelines to assist you with an upcoming interview. An interview is one form of networking which is truly invaluable. In the past 30 days since July's podcast, I hope you received useful information that you'll be able to apply where you find you most need it. Should you have questions that require further discussion, please go ahead and ask. It would be my privilege to help you prepare for any interview. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or to someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear useful information. It's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you? Someone who works for you or someone that you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Frequently, I'm sought out to help business professionals worldwide in my role as a corporate communication and speech specialist. Consequently, I get to interact with business professionals and assist them to make a positive impact on others. And that's what I'll try to help you and your employees also achieve in business. Typically, these are individuals with significant experience in their line of work. In fact, they probably resemble you. Additionally, my clients recognize the immense value of public speaking and strive to sound their best. Does that describe you? Guided note-taking is an essential aspect of your very next presentation. Your listeners have the opportunity of deciding which parts of your message are of greatest value to them. They're interacting with the content, and that helps with the amount of engagement. That includes giving them a voice in what they retain. Here are my 10 suggestions to accomplish that. Number one, determine what to include on your guided note-taking after you finalize your content. Number two, do your best to be succinct. Number three, briefly explain what your listeners will be receiving to ensure they fully understand. Number four, have your explanation follow your opening while either holding up the guided note-taking form or referring to its location, ensuring that it can easily be found. Number five, if you're in person, for those listeners that maybe completed their guided note-taking form manually, offer writing utensils like a pen or a pencil to make their job easier. Number six, if you're remote or virtual, ask that participants either complete the guided note-taking digitally or that they have access to a pen or pencil. Number seven, remember, not every part of your message needs to be captured in guided note-taking form. Number eight, use a mixture of fill-in-the-blanks, numbered items, or multiple choice. For example, you could say, communication is always about, and then have a blank. Another option is saying, there are three parts to a presentation, which are number one, number two, number three. That's what your form would include. A third option is saying, which of these statements is accurate? And then, of course, you would include your statements. Number nine, as the presenter, it behooves you to periodically refer to the guided note-taking to gently remind listeners to take notes. Number 10, When you close, one of the questions you may ask before you're closing is, what part of this presentation helped you the most in your job? Guided note-taking is one approach to ensuring you're memorable. At this point, you may be wondering, where do I start with all these suggestions? If that's the case, please determine how these choices relate to you and to your unique situation. Ultimately, you and you alone know what will serve you best and prove most helpful in your situation. Finally, you may opt to get further assistance from a speaking expert, and this will help you establish consistency, reliability, and accountability. If you'd like my guidance to strengthen your skills in guided note-taking, well then, please connect with me. I'll do my best to answer your questions as well as respond to your comments. Reach out in a way that works well for you, for example, by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. Your needs are unique, and if I may help you or any members of your team, let's go ahead and discuss what matters to you. In the long run, that's what truly counts. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.